You shouldn't take it personally that he's throwing your briefs away. But
actually, they're going in the shredder. You don't know what we have back here.
Right. All right, the next case before the court is 161480, again, Vernetix, Inc. versus Apple, Inc. Now we're going back to you, Mr. Tremblay, and again, you want 3 minutes, right?
Yes, Your Honor, please.
Minus, of course, what your brother used up.
Yeah, we could just melt
if you want to enforce that, Tracer, Judge Wallach, I will not object.
Yes, somebody in my office said, are we going to just have these argued all together? I said, there is no way. It's hard enough to keep it straight as it is. Okay.
Your Honor, may it please the court. The board's decision below is premised on erroneous claim construction, which we discussed in an earlier appeal. The decision also fundamentally misreads the references. With respect to both Besser and Provino, the board impermissibly combined multiple devices to find anticipation of a single claim devices, even though the references did not disclose such combination. For Besser, the board's combination of devices 14 and 24 and 16 and 26 would defeat the very purpose of Besser's system, which uses devices 14 and 16 to keep private the identity of devices 24 and 26.
But putting aside the claim construction question, I mean, Besser does disclose that the different devices can be physically combined, right?
Besser disclosed at one point it does disclose that, in fact, you can connect, let's say, the telephone to the other device. But the very purpose still, if you look at the functionality of Besser, the purpose of Besser, the design, is to keep the private community, to keep the identity and the IP addresses of 24 and 26 private. So even though the devices can be physically connected, that doesn't actually mean that in functionality, it is permissible for the purpose of determining whether the claims were anticipated to combine the mapping of devices 14 and 24 onto one device and 16 and 26 onto the second device. And second, also, if the court looks at Besser, the Besser does not disclose the claimed sending and receiving features because there is no single device in Besser that performs both of those functions.
But I mean, that still makes this case very different from the NetMoneyIn or even the Blue Calypso, right?
Your Honor, NetMoney, I would say that actually the principle we're advocating is a principle that was endorsed by this course in NetMoney, Blue Calypso, Kenny Metal. The case is different, I'll admit, from NetMoney. But it's also different from Blue Calypso in a way that I think helps us. Because in Blue Calypso, there is clear indication that the references contemplated the combination, except perhaps for one particular aspect. So in this case, and our expert testified, there is no indication in Besser that Besser contemplated the combination of 14 and 24 and 16 and 26 in order to find the function that is claimed in our patent. Your Honor, to turn to Provino, which is a different reference. In Provino, there is no device that is associated with both secure and unsecure name. And the board found such association for server 31, but that device has no unsecure name, and no such name for this device is contained on name server 17. Finally, as to Mataway, the board adopted a new ground of rejection when it asserted that the call message constitutes the claimed message of a desire to securely communicate. The examiner mapped the prior connect message to the claim limitation, and the call message cannot constitute the claimed message in any event because it is subsequent to and separate from any request for communication in Mataway. The call message is the actual communication between the two devices, and so therefore at least a remand to the board would be required on that issue. Turning to claim construction.
Wait, so you're saying the call message can be the call itself, even though the call can be rejected?
Your Honor, the call message is the call itself. Now I would actually know that Apple makes the argument about the reject message, which can be received back. That argument
or
is not
received. Or the busy message.
Or the busy message. Those arguments, in fact, were not presented to the board. So if this court thinks that those, the reject and the busy signals, actually indicate some different determination, I think the board should be entitled to make the determination in the first instance. But if this court looks at how the examiner construed what the examiner said about the connect message, it is the connect message that the examiner acknowledged was a message of the desire to communicate. So once that message is over, then the call message is a separate message that is the actual communication. So there is a clear distinction between the connect message and the call message in Mataway, because the call message is the actual call between the two devices at the end. And in addition for Mataway, we also do have an argument that Mataway does not disclose the claim secure name and non-secure name. Certainly, we argue that it does not disclose it on our construction of a secure name, which requires resolution by a secure domain name service, and also which facilitates the establishment of a secure communication link. But we also do argue that, in fact, it does not disclose it even under the board's rationale, because there are no aliases in Mataway that, in fact, aren't secure. Both aliases that they teach in Mataway behave in the same fashion. And turning on to the claim construction, the reason we argue that the board construed the secure name and unsecure name incorrectly is because by reference to the specification, the entire design of the system with respect to those names looks at whether or not there is a resolution by secure domain name system and whether or not there is an establishment of a secure communication link. So the board's construction, which said that that the secure name is simply a name that connotes some level of security, is entirely divorced from the specification.
And but there are protective measures in Mataway that would denote security, right? You're talking about a firewall.
Your Honor, there is a firewall. So there is a protective measure in firewall. Now, we would say under our claim construction that is not sufficient to make that a secure name. But more importantly, there is also no unsecure name in Mataway, because the two names in Mataway that the board asserted were secure and unsecure are actually functionally identical. And this was a discussion at the appendix 25 and 26, to which we responded in our opening brief on pages 57 and 60, demonstrating that argument. I would like to address the question a little bit more, the question that I mentioned, that Bezer actually does not anticipate the claimed receiving and sending functions. And the reason is because there is no single device that performs that. There is no sending function because the tunneling association is formed solely between devices 24 and 26. And the board's mapping actually considered devices 14 and 24 and 16 and 26 together. But more importantly, there is no receiving function because the message in Bezer, the message that the board said is equivalent to message of a desire to securely communicate, is received at device 30. And it is acted by the trusted third-party device 30. So there is no message that is received by either by the first device or the second device.
But I mean that really depends on our concluding that there shouldn't be a combination of the terminating network devices, right?
Your Honor, that is correct. We think that it does. We think with respect to the sending function, it does depend on your determination which we submit you should make that the board impermissibly combined the two devices to find the first device and the second device. We think that with respect to the receiving function, Even under the board's mapping, the message is received at device 30. It is not received at either of the other two devices. So we think that with respect to receiving, our argument is in fact stronger, and does not actually the court can even hold for us on that point, even if it accepts the board's mapping.
But in this instance, though, you've got this third party network device that is acting as a negotiator, right?
Yes, Your Honor, it does.
So how is there no receiving? I'm not following that.
There is a receiving because if the claims actually require that there is receiving at the network address corresponding to the secure name associated with the first device of the message
right.
of the desire secure communicate, and the message in that is received by device 30. It is not received by the first device. Whether or not you consider that first device to be device 26 or a combination of devices 16 and 26. So we think that the receipt by third-party device 30 of the message actually interrupts the chain. And so that particular the receiving claim limitation is not being met. If Your Honor, the other issue I would like to address is briefly is that with respect to claims 10, 11, Vessor's tunneling association is not set up under, as we argued, at the time that the LH network address is received. So we think there is no anticipation with respect to that claim. This is something we argued in our opening brief at pages 54 and 55. And also, we think that there is, with respect to Provino, there is no disclosure of a secure name, certainly not under our construction, but also there is no disclosure under even the board's construction, because if a court looks at name servers 17 and 32, they operate in the same manner. Neither of those servers can resolve secure names. And neither of those servers actually supports establishing a secure communication link because by that point the secure connection is already established. Unless the court has other questions.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Save the rest of your time for a rebuttal.
Thank you again, Judge O'Malley. May it please the court. In this reexamination proceeding, the examiner found the claims of the 181 patent were all unpatentable, maintaining 11 separate rejections involving six different primary references on both anticipation and obviousness grounds. The PTAB affirmed and in so doing only needed to reach three of those grounds, finding that all of the claims were anticipated either by Beezer, Mattaway, or Provino, and most of them anticipated by all three prior art references. Now, as in both of the prior proceedings before the court, they raised several claim construction arguments, but once again, these claim construction arguments do not matter because the board found that the claims were anticipated even under Vernetix's constructions, and you see that with respect to secure name and unsecured name at Appendix 9. Also, because of the overlap, if the court agrees as to the unpatentability over, say, Provino and Mattaway, which are only briefly addressed in Vernetix's briefs, you don't even have to address anticipation by Beezer. And similarly, if you found by Beezer and Mattaway, you wouldn't have to address as to Provino. Now, my colleague started with this issue of a combination of devices, and there's a couple of things that I just want to point out to the court, both from Beezer's specification and from the 181 specification. First, the Beezer itself specifically contemplates and discloses that devices are going to be associated with one another. It says it very explicitly at column 11, lines 26 to 28, column 22, lines 14 to 16. And that's entirely consistent with the 181 specification. The 181 specification contemplates that a device need not be a particular limited physical construct, but can include a combinations, quote, for convenience or not. And you see that reflected at column 40.
So is it enough to be associated or does it have to teach that they can actually be combined into the same device?
Sure, Judge O'Malley. So there are two reasons why Vernetix is wrong here. They're wrong on the facts because it's enough that the devices be associated. That the claim terms themselves talk about being associated. They don't require that it be uniquely assigned to. So the fact is the network address of 16 is the network address corresponding to the secure name associated with 26. And second, under this court's teachings in Blue Calypso and Kinemetal, of course, the functionality doesn't have to be within the same box. And here, of course, it performs exactly the same functions. And again, the 181, if you look at column 48, lines 67 to column 50, line 1, it talks about connecting through an edge router, and that's analogous to what you have here. And the same point's made at column 51, line 20. I think this issue of combination is a little bit of a red herring because, again, all the claims require is that one be associated with the other, and they plainly are. And even if that weren't enough, the court, of course, has made clear that, you know, functionality doesn't have to be limited to a particular black box, particularly when you're talking about what this court described in Williamson and versus Citrix as a nonce word-like device. And so this case also is, I think, fundamentally different from net money in because you're not talking about combining things from different different embodiments. It's all one embodiment of Beezer or one embodiment of Provino, and it's literally where you draw the box, assuming that you even get to that issue.
Do you agree that the board really necessarily relied on the combination?
Well, I think that the board necessarily relied at a minimum on the association between the two. So whether or not you have the board having to rely on a combining of the features or just simply the fact that the Provino name server, the Provino secure server 31S is necessarily associated with firewall 30, because if you want to send something to 31S, you have to address it to 30. Either way, I think the board's decision is amply supported in those regards.
Okay.
With respect to Provino, just briefly, even accepting the Vernetix's views about a secure name, which once again, with secure name and other limitations, they're trying to bootstrap other limitations from what are very broad claims, that were prosecuted while they were in litigation against my client. And they're trying to bootstrap in order to save those claims. But regardless, the board found that Provino satisfied the requirement that if you had to have additional functionality, even beyond a conventional name server, that additional functionality was provided, that did more than the conventional scheme, precisely because name server 32 returned it to the firewall. The firewall then returned it encrypted to the requester, which is different from the conventional from the conventional scheme, even if you want to say that they had limited themselves that way. And then with respect to Mattaway, other than their claim construction points, which again I think are readily met here for the reasons the board identified, Vernetix makes essentially three arguments: that the board didn't address the secure name service of claim 2. That's similar to the issue that we discussed in the last argument. The board did specifically address all of the arguments that they had made with respect to the issues with respect to claim 2. Because they didn't raise something separate about secure name service, and the board addressed what they did raise.
But what's your response to the argument, the pretty basic argument that, well, it wasn't their burden; it was your burden to establish that something was invalid, and the board shouldn't find something invalid if there's no basis for doing that, regardless of what they argued.
Sure. Well, the basic argument here is that the examiner found that claim 2 was invalid and explained that. And under 37 CFR 41.77, the board is simply, when it affirms in a general affirmance with respect to a particular reference, it's affirming the examiner's reasoning with respect to that reference. And I would also say that the board specifically pointed to our arguments and referenced our arguments, which did, of course, explain why those limitations were satisfied. The main point that my colleague made with respect to Mattaway was on the treatment of the message of the desire to securely communicate. And they don't argue that Mattaway fails to disclose that limitation. They just argue that the board on appeal affirmed on different grounds from the examiner's rejection. And that's just simply not so. If you look at it, and you can compare it yourself, at Appendix 2559, that's the examiner's discussion of the issue, where the examiner recognized that the first communication to the second device was in the form of the call message. And the board makes the same point at Appendix 27 to 28, because the communications involving the connect message that the examiner refers to prior to that were not messages with the end device, they were messages with the global server. So the board's reasoning at Appendix 27 to 28 is exactly the same as what the examiner found at 2559. I believe I've now addressed all of the issues that were raised by my colleague. If there are questions that the court has on these or other points, I'm, of course, happy to address them. But the board found all of these claims to have been anticipated on multiple grounds, and that decision respectfully should be affirmed.
Anything more? Okay, thank you, Mr. Flynn.
Thank you.
You're not arguing the fourth case today, are you, Mr. O'Quinn?
No, you are. Two are quite enough. Your Honor, several points in response to Mr. Oakman's comments. With respect to Besser and the word associated, we do acknowledge that obviously the claim language uses the term associated. But again, our central point is twofold. One is for Besser, the court should look at the fundamental design of Besser, and it is to hide to keep private the identities of devices 24 and 26. So that shows that despite the associated language in the claims, the combination of 14 and 24 and 16, 26 just runs contrary to the very design of Besser. So this is not an instance like Netmoney, like Bulkalips, like Kenny Mantle, where the prior art actually contemplated the possibility of a combination. The very purpose of Besser is to keep those devices separate in order to keep private devices, the identity of devices 24 and 26. With respect to Previno, our argument, as I mentioned, our argument on that is that there is also a similar combination of the multiple devices that was not disclosed in Provena. But more importantly, name server 17 that the board said is actually the unsecured name for server 31S is really not that. The board, that finding is not supported by evidence because actually what it is, it's the IP address of firewall 30. It's not an alternative unsecured name for server 31. And that argument is presented in our reply brief on page 28 as well as opening brief on around page 65.
Let me go back a minute. Are you saying, Previno doesn't have, you're not saying that Previno teaches away from the combination, are you?
No, Anna, we're not saying that Previno teaches away from the combination, but we're saying that actually, there is no disclosure in Previno that Previno contemplates the combination. But more importantly, our best argument in Previno is that there is no unsecure name that is associated with a device. And that name server 17 is not an unsecured name. So we think that, that is the best argument that we have for Previno. With respect to Mataway, actually, it is not correct that we only argued a new ground of rejection. We do argue it, but we also did present a substantive argument, and this is on page in our opening brief on page 62, that, as I mentioned in my opening statement, that the call message cannot be the message of a request to securely communicate. It is a separate, substantively different communication between devices. So we did present the argument that the board's conclusion that that constitutes a message of a desire to securely communicate is not supported by evidence in that respect. Unless the court has other questions, I am.
No, that's okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you all. These cases will be submitted.